You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Research on the Mexican community in New York has uncovered some startling statistics. While Mexicans are among the fastest growing groups in the city, they are dropping out of high school at alarming rates, more than other new immigrant groups and more than Mexican students across the country. And few are attending New York's colleges. WNYC's Marianne McCune has this report on an international partnership that aims to reverse that trend.
New Yorkers see their Mexican and Mexican-American neighbors at work, not so much at school. Census data shows Mexican New Yorkers hold jobs at higher rates than most groups in the city, but only about a quarter of 19-year-olds are in school. Those who make it to college say they feel like pioneers.
The other day, my professor was telling me that I'm like the second Mexican student, college student that she's had in her class, and she's been teaching there for a while.
Patricia is a junior at Brooklyn College, and her younger brother Diego is at Baruch. Those aren't their real names. They're here illegally and spoke on condition we don't reveal their identities. But they did come to a cafe in Brooklyn Sunset Park to talk about why they're such anomalies.
The other day, someone asked my dad, why doesn't my brother go to help him work? He's supposed to be working. He's supposed to be out there with dad, painting, construction work, whatever. And some people ask my dad, why isn't his son doing that? And my dad, no, I don't want my son to be like me. I want my son to be better than me.
I kind of feel bad because maybe I should be out there working. Maybe I should be helping out my father in some way, helping out my family. But the way I see it is that, you know, I think I would help out my family in the longer run if I get educated. I mean, I'm studying economics. That's my opportunity cost.
But even though Diego and his sister came here with their parents when they were 1 and 2 years old, without green cards, their opportunity cost calculations are different from those of the average student. They won't have the same opportunities as college-educated Americans, and that makes their decision to attend even more unusual. Baruch College professor Robert Smith says an initial read of his latest survey tells him about 90% of college-age Mexican New Yorkers are undocumented, and only 1 out of 10 has any idea they can attend a college here.
This belief that you can't go if you don't have documents is not true, but it's, you know what, in sociology there's an old adage that if people believe something's true, it has the same effects as if it was true.
To dispel that myth, Smith recently helped convene a series of information sessions for Mexican community leaders, presidents of hometown associations, English teachers, students who have made it to college.
I'm Robert Smith.
Thank you for coming. I have two hats on here today. One is
It's a collaboration between CUNY, Smith's not-for-profit, the Mexican Educational Foundation, and the Mexican Consulate.
One of the reasons that the Chinese, for example, have experienced the biggest bump in socioeconomic and educational status in one generation ever, bigger than Jews 100 years ago, is because all of their community organizations have some orientation towards higher education, and there's a tremendous amount of knowledge of how you go about studying to get into college, what sort of things you need to take, right?
Smith explains to an audience of 24 that his research has convinced him that Mexican community groups tend to lack any link to American institutions, especially schools.
Right? If you ask any Mexican parent what's the most important thing, they're going to say education, right? That they want a better future for their kids. And yet it's the community as a whole doesn't have a lot of the concrete knowledge, a lot of the what do you do next in terms of how to help their kids realize those dreams, right?
So, New York is unlike Los Angeles or Chicago in that the bulk of its Mexican immigrants are relatively recent arrivals. And here they have no equivalent of Chinatown. The population is dispersed, and their community groups are young and without substantial financial resources. So these workshops are designed to hook them up with information and contacts.
And the application booklet is in the middle.
CUNY Admissions Director Richard Alvarez walks the participants through the CUNY application process, stopping at key points, like the box that asks for a Social Security number.
We added a box there that says, you know, check here if you do not have a Social Security number. And what we do is we assign the student a CUNY ID number. We do not.
One of the most important pieces of information Alvarez offers is that undocumented students who graduated from a New York high school or took the GED here can pay the much lower in-state tuition, $4,000 a year for a four-year college versus more than double that for out-of-staters.
And basically they fill out an affidavit that states that within 5 years I will attempt to.
New York is one of only 9 states that offer that possibility. but students have to know how to petition for it, which can be quite complicated.
And they also have to show their expired visa, if they came in with a visa, or state that they walked into the country.
Alvarez says part of the reason it's hard to figure out is that no one wants to advertise the policy. It's controversial. A lawsuit against the state of California charges it unjustly offers rights to undocumented students that are not available to students from other states.
It's one of the reasons why there's really not much in writing, because the same argument could be made for a resident of New Jersey.
Much of the information offered at this workshop is unknown even to some high school guidance counselors. Angelo Cabrera of the Mexican American Students Alliance says one of the girls he mentors was told she couldn't go to college. And why bother anyway?
She was told by her college advisor in high school that because of her legal status, she was just going to get up, end up pregnant like most young Mexican girls.
Another student from the Bronx, who spoke on condition we not use her name, says she almost wrote college off because her school counselors misinformed her.
Even though they didn't know, they would just tell me that you can because you have no rights here.
Both students ended up with city-funded scholarships. Misinformation isn't the only reason Mexicans who could go to school are choosing work instead. Israel Garcia of the Mexican Educational Foundation says many come here as young adults and are focused on making money and going home.
In my own personal experience, I can say that when I came with a perspective. I'm going there for 2 years. I'm going to make money, going back to Mexico, go to university, become a professional, because I couldn't afford to go to college there. So that was my idea.
Garcia decided to stay. He went to school and now works for the city. But college students Diego and Patricia say even their cousins who were born here and have no plans to move to Mexico aren't thinking about college.
At a certain age, the young man is supposed to go out and find his own, live on his own, stuff like that.
And it's expensive. I know it doesn't seem like it's a lot, like $4,000 a year, but when you have a family that's only making $300 a week, a dad, a head of household, and that he uses that to support his family, he's not going to be able to send his, you know, son to college. I mean, it's a lot for us.
Baruch College professor Robert Smith says bundled together, the obstacles to education are oppressive. And it's difficult to address most of the socioeconomic factors at work. But he says his research has uncovered one factor he can address, so it makes sense to start there.
Oh, excellent. Right? So now everybody has somebody that they can pick up the phone and say, I have XYZ case, and so we're in business now.
The people are leaving here really jazzed and really excited because, you know, ¿dónde vamos a pelear? Where are we going to go to fight? The issues are just so huge and overwhelming. What are we going to do about the fact that we only get paid $7 an hour or whatever it is for all this work, and we live in a really expensive city? Well, we can't fight that really very easily. But this, for our kids, here we can fight.
Patricia and Diego leave the workshop with plans to hold an information session at their church. Patricia is impressed that CUNY's admissions director says he'll come. And though the workshop makes Diego late to the community center where he tutors, he says his students are excited when he tells them, guys, don't worry. There are opportunities. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.